Michael Jackson, Black or White, here at Classic Hits. Stay home happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday morning. 1st of April, PJ.
Aye.
You're not going to be up to any shenanigans, are you?
No shenanigans.
You're not going to be messing around with any of that.
It's not the appropriate time for shenanigans.
For April Fool-a-risms.
Hey, Fool-a-risms. I swear to God, you know the way the newspapers?
Yeah.
On this day every year, you have to pick them up with the newspapers and be very careful.
Yeah, because there's always one buried in there somewhere.
Yeah, there's always some silly old nonsense. I'm wondering if they have the nerve to do it.
Yeah. I mean, as though there's not enough fake news doing the reference without April Fool's stuff.
Yeah. So beware, everybody, of getting your WhatsApps today.
Oh, my God,
You're going to get WhatsApps today that are going to try and freak you out, and it's going to be utter garbage. So please, be on the guard.
And then mad stuff that might actually be true. You know, because we are living in mad times.
I know, yeah. Like, honestly, at this stage, if somebody told me there was an alien sleeping in my bed, I'd be like, oh, grand. There's only a
leaving
matter of time.
Leaving Tilt, though, has he? Is he sanitised?
We've already reached this much in the first 3 months of 2020. Of course the aliens are going to arrive for the second half.
Naturally. Anyway, listen, folks, welcome along. Stay at home happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. It is 1st of April, 10 past 8. Good to have you with us. Bar Lar. You have to be very careful there. You don't want to mix Lar Bar and Bar Lar.
No, two very different fellas altogether.
Anyway, Bar Lar and Galway is checking in. I see Margaret and Fermoy there. And also Garrett in Limerick. Morning to you all. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. As PJ said, beware, people, beware. Sinister forces could be out there trying to hoodwink you.
On the back foot. Keep your eyes open and your ears peeled.
Very good. Well said.
Too right. You know what I mean. Everybody of your land.
Yes. Listen to Uncle PJ. He knows what he's talking about.
Your ears peeled, is it?
Yeah, there's the Four Seasons. Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, December 1963. Oh, what a night. 14 minutes past 8 on this Wednesday, 1st of April, April Fool's Day. Stay at home happy with PJ and Jim. Actually, you know something, PJ? You know the stay at home happy thing that we're doing? Like,
yeah.
Obviously, that is the way. That is the big message. Stay at home. And they're trying to enforce it.
They are, of course, yeah. Trying to make sure that we're all playing our parts to make the...
Absolutely. No unnecessary journeys. You know, you shouldn't be out at all unless you absolutely, categorically have to be for one of the reasons they allow to be, right?
Remember when not making unnecessary journeys was just for the beasts in the east and all God, are those days.
Yeah. But I'll tell you something. To be fair to the guards on this one, right? You know the way they... We're wondering how you go... Like, would they enforce it? Or how, you know what I mean?
What would be involved in it? Yeah. I've seen one checkpoint. And I was going left anyway, so I didn't get to experience.
Didn't get to have a conversation, no.
No.
So well, I tell you, so I've been stopped every day, right?
Every day.
Every day. So the last two days.
For how long now? Is that part of this, or just because you're a dodgy looking yoke?
No, just part of this one, right?
Yeah.
So on the way home, the last 2 days, and it's always around roughly the same area. It's around the Black Rock area in general. Either going into it or coming out of it. Right, so
right.
Twice. So the last 2 days stopped on the way home. This morning on the way in, stopped twice.
Get out of it.
On the one journey.
You're joking me.
And both of them in Black Rock.
Ah, no.
I'm serious. One on the way into
it. What's going on in Black Rock?
And then I swear to God, it had to be within about 500 yards. There was another one. Honestly.
Right, in case some sniggledy snakes found the way past the first one.
I don't know, maybe there was a little breakdown in communication or something somewhere. But
come here, let me ask you then, right?
And they were sound now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I'm delighted to see them.
Yeah.
Because if they weren't there, there would be chancers trying to, just go for a drive or, you know, you'd have to blooming, I have to get out, you know, whatever. You know, there'd be people out there taking a chance and trying to get around it. So
I'm quite,
and they were sound.
There's a lot of people sneaking the dog into the car just to walk in a nicer place.
Yeah.
Like, that's more than the limit and all of that. There's a lot of that going on.
Exactly.
So what do they say to you? Like,
just ask me, you know.
Did they get ID and all?
Where I was going and, you know, the way we have these letters.
Yeah.
From the boss here and all that, confirming who we are and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But they were grand. Your man this morning asked me to play a request.
I did it.
But I said it was. He says, "All right, will you play one for me?" I said, "Yeah, absolutely, no problem."
Absolutely. Did you get his name or his shoulder
number? Not at all. He was only winding me up, to be fair. But they were dead sound. Yeah, they were polite and they were grand and it was all good.
I think that's the idea.
The lad yesterday was saying to me like, "They're making you coming in, are they? God. Oh, would you rather be doing it at home?"
Was he saying
it? Quite chatty. I said he was probably bored, Richard.
Yeah. Yeah, aren't they really going for that, isn't it? The whole idea of it, that it's like to be not like sort of militaristic, it's the community police approach. So yeah, it's like to be, it's just trying to get out there and be seen and try and get along with everyone is the idea of it. It's the Irish way of doing things. It's a fair play.
Tara hasn't seen any. I was telling Tara earlier on, she said she hasn't had a single one, hasn't encountered a single checkpoint on
Be around there because everyone around Tara's neighbourhood is scared of her anyway. So they don't need the guards. They have their own version of community policing.
Yeah. If Tara sees anybody, she shouts at them, go home!
Yeah, yeah. She's there.
That's enough. Hey.
They see her and Tara's going out in a power walk. Leg it! Leg it!
And you've only seen one, yeah?
Well, now, on the weekend, they were everywhere. But not a checkpoint, but they were absolutely Garda everywhere.
Right.
They were, if they
good,
were driving up and down in what looked like rental cars to me. I'm not even joking.
Rental cars.
I think they were rental cars. They had like rental car names. I think, anyway, they were driving up and down in them and there was all in the big wagons and in the regular cars and walking up and down the street. I was there going, wow, it's unreal. Hasn't been that big a presence during the week. But I still see, I see them around, but I've only seen the one checkpoint. And like I says, I was going the other way.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't
going out. I'd say you did one of those movie turns, big handbrake turn to get away from the car. If they find all me contraband Jaffa cakes in the back.
Yeah, if they find out my black market asparagus, I'll be in big trouble.
Anyway, just let us know. We're going to do I mean, it's a good thing. I have to say, I'm not complaining at all.
Yeah,
I think it's a
good,
great
yeah.
thing. I'm delighted to see the guards out there enforcing this because, unfortunately, human nature being what it is, people would be trying to bend the rules at the very least or whatever.
Oh, there's sniggly snakes all over the place.
So delighted to see them out there. It's good. But let us know if you've encountered them. Have you had any kind of, you know, on your particular routes, wherever you're going? 087-188-0008, let us know.
Checkpoint check-in.
Checkpoint check-in.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, now waking up happy weekdays from 8 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, nice one, Tara. How are you this morning?
Good form.
Oh, you know, I was just thinking, actually, PJ, we should do a Tara, right? Remember Tara used to do the butter index?
Oh, that's right.
Based on how cold it was.
Yeah, of course.
And how much the butter would spread, depending on how cold it was.
Yeah, but she gave up making the lunches, eh?
That's right.
I did.
She stopped looking after her children.
She decided they had to fend for themselves.
She became an errant mother.
I know, yeah.
I think we should do the chocolate index with her now.
Yes.
See exactly what level of chocolate she's at on any given day.
Yeah, we can all take part in this one, unfortunately.
So right. Immediately after the 8:30 news yesterday, when we first discussed chocolate, I went out and I had one of those lint that Andy
balls
had left. Yeah, one of those little lint balls, yeah.
Chocolate balls.
Yeah.
Jim.
Oh, they're good, Jim.
Jim.
It was he started it, Harry. He started. Sorry,
yeah,
right, okay. Calm down, you.
Hey, that's literally a description of what they are.
Yes, they are. Rotund chocolate bits.
They are.
And then I had the other half of my double decker last night.
Oh,
that sounds very modest.
It was very modest.
I mean, I had a cup of tea last night. I had a full Kit Kat and two Oreo biscuits.
Yeah. Did you?
I had another packet of Jaffa Cakes. A full bag.
packet of Jaffa Cakes.
Yeah, yeah. I have a packet of Jaffa Cakes a day. And then I had a packet
Don't tell me, that's part of your vitamin C or something, is it? Because the orangey bit in the middle.
Yeah, you'd swear it was fruit growing on trees, Jim. You take away, you can get it. And then I had a packet of Malteser Easter bunnies, and I had a packet of fruit pastilles.
Now, sorry, a packet of Malteser Easter bunnies, how many Easter bunnies are in a packet of them?
Five, and they're about a finger long. And I'm not ashamed, and I do it again.
Did you puke?
No, I felt great. I actually had a chocolate-covered corn cake before I went to bed as well.
You're going to have to up your game, Tara. You're
no
falling
way.
Way behind.
No,
behind you are.
No, I'm going to try and limit today. While he's being excessive, I'm going to try and be good.
Excessive? So I suppose I shouldn't have dinner at all, I suppose.
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys, As Long As You Love Me, here at Classic Hits, 22 minutes to 9. Stay at home happy with PJ and Jim, here at Classic Hits, 1st of April, and 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout today. We were wondering whether or not you'd encountered many kind of checkpoints. We were doing what did you call it? A checkpoint check-in.
The checkpoint check-in with PJ and Jim.
Excellent.
And I think there's a nice little ring to that.
We're making up features good-o here.
I know, but I'm starting to get it.
The chocolate index. The checkpoint check-in.
I know. I'm just starting to worry about you, Jim.
Why?
Because I'm like, alright, Tara's seen none. I've seen one in the distance. And it seems like the guards are actually following you around. So I don't know what sort of bogey vibes you're giving off.
Four times I've been stopped.
That's unreal.
Anyway, you would have been stopped, only you did your handbrake turn to avoid them finding out about your contraband Jaffa cakes.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because he's been stockpiling. If there's any guards listening, PJ Gallagher stockpiling
Mac
Pepsi Max and Jaffa Cakes.
Right? I swear to God, Jim, it's getting me through this. It's getting me through.
There's more now. We got another new feature called PJ's Diet and Fitness.
It's called The Road to Diabetes with PJ and Jim.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's got a...
on the way. Anyway, listen.
I know, it's unbelievable. I have to rein it in. I'm gone mad.
Couple of the WhatsApps that are in. Sarah says she was stopped on her way to work. She works as a community nurse. The Gardaí were lovely. So that's good to hear. On the other hand then, you got another Sylvia it is. Sylvia saying, guys, I drive 200 kilometres from my home to work daily. I haven't been stopped or even seen a checkpoint. Now, she shouldn't say where she is.
200 kilometres?
Yeah, that's some drive, isn't it?
Where's she driving from? Wales or taking a boat or what's going on?
Well, Sylvia, let us know where you are, will you?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's different. Different areas probably need it more, though, as well. Yeah. I'd say the more rural you are, the less necessary, I suppose.
I love this one from Frank in Galway. Frank says, my mother rang me yesterday. She took a walk around Ballinasloe, and she said she saw two Gardaí on bikes with flashing lights doing the siren noise. Then he says, well, no, okay, fair enough. They weren't doing the siren noise, but the rest of it's true.
Oh, wouldn't you love that, you know, if that was a thing that guards had to do before they stopped you, let's walk over and go, woo, woo.
That'd be amazing.
Stand to the side there, woo, woo.
Mary and Sanji said she was out, she was delivering something on them on Sunday around Collins' Avenue and said she was stopped by a guard, just asked what she was up to or whatever, and then they were grand. It was like, go ahead, away with you.
Yeah, that's my old stomping ground now. Yeah, there you go.
Alison from Mead, travelling from Ashbourne to Clontarf every day. Haven't met a single checkpoint so far.
That's interesting now, because Clontarf has definitely had some on the road there.
Right.
That's where I saw the one where I was going the opposite. Can I just say, it sounds like I was trying to avoid
him. He was.
Jim McCabe.
Stockpiler.
I'm not stockpiling.
Contraband Jaffa Cakes.
Stockpiler. I have like three sausage rolls, three toilet rolls to last me till the end of this. You know what I mean?
Well, you had three sausage rolls while you were waiting, while you were bringing home your three toilet rolls.
I buy them at a sausage roll to toilet roll ratio. That way it keeps me in check. Anything that has the word roll in it, I do it in equal measure.
He actually just decides which rolls he'll buy. He goes, how much are the sausage rolls? And how much are the toilet rolls? Right, well, just give us the sausage rolls then.
Yeah, you wouldn't give us a half and half, would you? Get me through to the end of the week now.
Fabulous. Who's this? Let me see. John, who's normally from Baldoyle, happens to be on O'Connell Street at the moment. He says he's seen 9 Gardaí on O'Connell Street.
Yeah, I am. I think
it's good. I'm glad.
I do too.
I'm glad to see them out there.
Too,
fair play
yeah.
to them, because to be fair, I think it's great that they're enforcing it and all that sort of stuff. Because unfortunately, as PJ said, there are yahoos who would flaunt it if they could.
I can only imagine the eejits they're meeting as well.
Yeah.
So can they ask you where you're going? I'm a doctor. what hospital are you a doctor in? The one in town. Right. And you're going to... Have you got your ID, doctor? Oh, I'm only out to leave it in the hospital. Right. You know, what do you do?
Are you sure? What sort of a doctor are you exactly?
A foot therapist. Right, you're a foot therapist, right? Yeah.
Right, okay. Do you know the proper name for a foot doctor?
Yeah. A paediatrician. You're okay. Right. Grand. You know, like, what would you be doing?
Say they encounter some absolutely...
You can imagine the donkeys, like the chancers and all. So fair play to them. They're going out there and doing it with a smile on their face for the rest of us. It's fair play to them.
Good stuff. Right, listen, by the way, we should let you know that we're taking entries for the Breakfast Table Quiz. It's the All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz. And Cork are sitting proudly. Your favourite, PJ. Cork sitting proudly top of the table.
Cork sitting
score
top of
10
the table.
Yesterday.
Score of 10.
Even though you partially cheated.
I did not.
Ladies and gentlemen of Ireland, he asked the question, what sort of animal was Roland Rat?
Yeah. And she got it. Correct. And also he was given out because she goes... He says,
what is the Roman numeral for 1,000? And the girl involved went... And he went, yeah!
And it was right! It was right. I mean, she was technically right.
Your love of Cork started to drift out of you.
Hey, what do you want to be? Yeah, you know what I mean? The Young Offenders has been very good to me. County's been very good to me.
So Cork top of the table with a score of 10. Any county other than... We had Cork, and what do we have on Monday?
Clare.
Cork and Clare. So other than Cork and Clare, any other county, welcome to play. If you want to represent that county, just let us know. Magic Mike, Lord Lucan, as we've christened him at the moment, because he's in his glass house. His glass tower Somewhere in Lucan.
Yeah, yeah. So he'll be taking control of it there. Send him a text, actually. That's what you're doing really now.
Pretty much, yeah.
When you send a WhatsApp to 087-188-0008 and magic... 0008. Hear that?
See, that's too many Jaffa Cakes and Pepsi Max, man.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You want to calm down on that.
I know, yeah.
I'm starting to get a voice like that, but I can't get enough of the Jaffa Cakes and the Pepsi Max and all.
I'm trying to get back into the water. Trying to get back into the water. Yeah, I know.
Right. 087-188-0008. Just let us know if you fancy having a bash at the All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz, with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See KES.ie.
Right, we've got to get stuck into this, PJ. Larry set us back, he did.
He did, he
knocked our clocks off all over the shop.
We've lost them, so we got to get straight into this. 10 the score to beat, and Mead is going to take it on today. It's going to be Margaret. Hang on to you, Margaret.
Hi, PJ, how are you?
How are you getting on? You well?
I'm good.
Right, so well, I'm going to try and be as good as I can with the questions. Maybe not quite as generous as yesterday, as I got I got laughed at. But I'll do my best for you.
Anyway, listen, we need a score of 11, Margaret. If you can manage that in 60 seconds, you'll be putting me top of the table. You ready to do it?
I am.
Very best of luck. Here we go.
Complete the title of this Alfred Hitchcock thriller. Dial M for what?
Murder.
The Merlot grape is used for red or white wine?
Red.
What type of fruit is traditionally served on with cream at Wimbledon?
Strawberry.
Manila is the capital of what Asian country?
Don't know.
The Philippines. Spanish. What nationality was the Renaissance painter Sandro Botticelli?
Spanish.
He was Italian. What tea is the part of the kangaroo that helps it to balance?
Pouch.
The tail. In biology, the term septicemia is a general term given to what sort of poisoning?
Blood.
A gaggle is a group of what farmyard fowl? A gherkin is a small variety of which salad ingredient?
Cucumber.
Denim is a hard-wearing cotton commonly used to make what type of trousers?
Jeans.
What type of fashion accessory is Tiffany's most associated?
Jewellery.
What sea is another name for a squid?
Calamari.
Yeah, what is the capital of Taiwan?
Don't know.
Taipei. In which country are the Northern Territories and the state of Victoria?
Canada.
It's Australia. In families, what is the female equivalent of a nephew? Anise, yeah.
Yeah, well done. That's good scoring,
Cheapers,
that is.
You had me panicked there. I could hardly take a breath and you were hammering the answers at
and
me.
And in fairness, there was a few quirky ones in there, I tell you.
Yeah.
A few quirky ones. Now, was it enough to beat that score of 10 and put Meath top of the table? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10! Oh my God!
So close, Margaret.
So close. You couldn't have given it much better of an effort, really,
yeah,
to be fair to you.
I thought you were way ahead, I'll
Absolutely.
Be honest.
Absolutely. It sounded like you were flying. We'll double check that, though. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 seems to be the score. Anyway, Margaret, brave effort. Well done, you.
Thanks, lads.
Listen, have a cracking day, Margaret. Take care of yourself. Cheers. Mike and the Mechanics over my shoulder here at Classic Hits. We're going to be checking in with Mike after 10 o'clock, our very own Magic Mike. Now Lord Lucan, of course, in his glass house. Wonder, has he grown any since he's been in that glass house?
God knows. He's going to come back now. Tomatoes growing out of his hair and everything.
Yeah, I know. It'd be very strange. But anyway, we're going to be checking in with him because Hitbit on the way after 10 o'clock now, around about quarter to 11 or so, really, isn't it? It's normally when we play it nowadays.
Roughly, just about a quarter to 11, 620 quid. Or is it 620? Yeah, 20 quid.
Yeah, sounds right. So that's on the way in the next hour. Celebrity birthdays on the way in the next hour as well. But in the meantime, right, we found this story yesterday which kind of confused us a little bit. Because it's the great David Attenborough.
Great David Attenborough.
And I mean, generally, anything that David Attenborough says is always worth listening
to. It's like gospel. Like, he's the main man. And he was saying, like, he's 93 years old now. Believe it or not, he still doesn't look like 93.
No, to be fair.
If I looked like him at 49, I'd be delighted, to be honest with you. So he's 93, and he's saying that he has a problem. One of the things that he used to love when he was younger was getting lost. And he says that younger people now, not being able to get lost because of technology and Google Maps and everything on their phone, he says they're being denied something special. And then he recalls travelling like to Indonesia in 1955. And he was on a small boat sailing all around these islands. And he goes, nobody knew where we were. There was no mobile phones. And then he said it was just an amazing experience. He says, getting lost is something everybody should experience at least once. And being fully out of contact.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I tell you something. Even listening to you reading that story
yeah.
has made me feel anxious.
Yeah,
the idea of being lost. I mean, even to be honest with you, if I'm lost, even with my mobile phone or with whatever stuff I might have available to me nowadays, I'd still be, oh my God.
I'm not into getting lost.
Don't like being out of control like that.
I've been lost a few times. Quite a few times. I'm pre-internet. I've been lost a lot. I don't know how I got here today, let's be honest about it. But I'll tell you one thing.
Can I just remind people about one of the famous ones that you were lost while on this show?
What was that one now?
Well, and when I say on this show, I mean you were working on this show at the time.
Yeah.
It was when we had this verified, by the way, by a fellow Young Offender cast member.
Oh, for God's sake.
I mean, that is the most famous getting lost ever. You literally left Cork to give
Chris
a lift home back to Dublin.
Chris, who plays Jock in the Young Offenders, the two of us.
Come back to Dublin. Pulled in to get a coffee.
In Uachtarard. 110 kilometres out of Cork.
And then ended up back in Cork.
And then pulled out of the petrol station, went right, and ended up back in Cork. We went through the tolls and everything before we realised we were back in Cork.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. Chris genuinely said, I thought we died and we're now in some sort of time loop where we just had to keep driving and no matter what way we went, we'd always end up back in Cork.
Oh,
which
wow.
tells you a lot about some Cork lads that they think if you die and go to heaven, it's actually
it's Cork.
Yeah, but sure, look, I've been lost loads. I did a navigation course for the lifeboats. I did a navigation course.
No, don't say it.
I did. And it was a one-day navigation course, right? You know, to get the powerboat course and all that, right? Went in, sat the course, we were doing navigation, it came to lunchtime. And we just learned the charts and how to read the charts and all. And then we went into the pub next door to have lunch. And I went to the toilet. I got lost. I couldn't find my way back to the table. I was in your man's house. I went to your man's into the house part of the pub by accident. And then I went down. I was in the kegs room in the back garden. I was in the man's back garden. I was there. If he comes back, what am I going to do?
You were on a navigation course.
Yeah.
And got lost.
Completely lost. I had to come back and say, I tell a lie that I was doing a big number two. To make up for it.
Yeah, because the last thing you're going to say to your fellow students on a navigation course is, you're not going to believe this, right?
Yeah, but I got lost.
I just got lost.
I got lost. I was walking around that man's house. I was in his kitchen. I was trying to find the toilet. I got lost. I went the wrong way.
Oh,
I've done
God.
A loads of
I'd say, to be fair, I'd say to you, and a liar, mildly pleased that you had
that
to move.
I'm not in the area at the moment, yeah. I'd say they're delighted, yeah. Yeah. I was out your way once when I was a motorbike courier long before the days of smartphones, Jim.
Right.
Long before the days of smartphones. I was a motorbike courier and I had to deliver to this big fancy house up your way, Wicklow land.
Yeah.
And I went up there and me radio was out of range and the hills, all your bleeding hills and unicorns had killed me signal. And I was there, what am I going to do? I had the envelope, I was at your man's house, I needed a signature. I didn't know what to do. He had no letterbox. That's how posh they are out Jim's way. You have no letterbox. If no butler, you can't post, leave post. And I was there, what am I going to do?
Could you not leave it with the gate lodge?
Well, this is it. This is it. So there was a little side house actually around the back.
Surely there was an estate. I mean, was there not an estate manager? Could you leave it with the chap in the stables?
There was, if only. If only. Hello, James.
God, yeah. I wish we did have that. But anyway.
Yeah, so I had to go around. I went and walked around the back of the house and I saw one of the doors was open. I was like, geez, do I do this now? If I go into this house, I'll go on.
You realise that's technically breaking and entering. Okay, maybe not the breaking.
Yeah, not breaking.
The entering bit.
Anyway, I lifted up his phone and I rang me boss and I says, listen, I'm here. I'm actually in his house, but he's not here. I'm after walking. I don't know what to do. And as I was on the phone, your man pulled up and I'm standing there inside his house onto my boss going, what am I going to do? I'm after breaking into his house to give him a letter and now I don't know what to do. He's going to walk in the door. And my boss started laughing at me and he opened the door and just got a terrible fright because there was a man with a helmet and a bag.
Correct. Literally, you standing there full biker helmet stuff.
I know. Thankfully, he's posh and posh people are mental and he just goes, hello! Happens all the time. He was delighted with himself. He was delighted to have a bit of company. Yeah, no problem, no problem. I was there going, I can't believe this. I was a nervous wreck.
Can you save a tea?
Yeah, he probably thought I was one of his stable boys just come in to clean the boots or something. Yeah.
Are you the new chap?
Yeah, you're the new chap. Look at you, riding one of those
What sort of a horse did you come in on?
Riding a motorised cycle. Unbelievable. But it was just mad. Like, so, yeah, Dave, like, Mr. Attenborough, I know what you're saying.
Wow,
I think your life is a bit different to ours. Getting lost in Indonesia is not the same as getting lost in the Jacks out in Dunleary. So I don't think it's that great.
While on a navigation course.
Yeah, okay, keep rubbing it in. Why don't you? Keep rubbing it in.
If you've anything to compete with that, will you let us know? 087-188-0008. If you've ever been embarrassingly lost as a result of travelling around the place, just let us know. I mean, Sheila is claiming she's managed to get lost in her own house.
Yeah. I do know some people now that if you actually closed all the doors in the house, they wouldn't know where they were.
Yeah.
You know those people. Like, there's some people. I remember we were going to Galway one year, me and me mates, and one of the lads goes, "Galway, are we going anywhere near Kildare on the way? Because I have to drop, pick something up." I was like, "What are you talking about? You're not, what? Well, like, yeah. No, we're not going anywhere. Oh, hold on a minute.
Mind you, to be honest with you, I'd be terrible. I just realised if you do go through
Kildare, I'd leave it to go to Galway.
If you asked me to sort of tell you what my route was, even when I've gotten to the place I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
Like, which way did you come?
Oh. The way Google told me.
Like, which way? Like, what did you pass through?
Oh. Yeah. Did you not go through Ripperard's town? Oh. No, did you not know?
I wouldn't have a notion.
Did you pass, you know, the corners?
I couldn't even tell you the names of the places that I passed through to get to work today.
You're saying here. You know the way people name all these corners? It's just up there by Leonard's Corner and Harry's Corner and Jerry O'Malley's Corner. Oh, right, yeah. I haven't a clue what you're talking about. I'm just agreeing with you. As soon as you turn your back, I'm putting it into Google, man.
Yeah, sing it back, Maloko. Here at Classic Hits, 13 minutes to 10. Stay at home happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits, 1st of April. Some brilliant WhatsApps in, PJ, following up on your lost stories. Jean, for example, had pointed out, you know the way we told that story of you getting lost, you left Cork to head to Dublin, you went to look back in Cork.
I still can't believe I did that.
Well, I tell you, one of the reasons is maybe because you didn't know where you were. Because as Jean has pointed out, Uachtaráid, which is where you said you were, was in Galway.
Oh, sorry.
Urlingford is where you meant.
Urlingford is what I meant, yeah. Oh my God. Urlingford. Of course I meant Urlingford.
Thanks, Jean.
What am I talking about?
Somebody very quickly, just in away from the directions thing for a minute, wants us to say hi to their folks. Joan and Johnny, apparently they're listening. They're both 70 and currently walking up and down the back garden listening to Classic Hits.
Well, the joys of it, yeah. Like, get out like you can. Like, if the back garden is what's available to you, then make the most of it.
Absolutely. And some brilliant texts in about people getting lost. Dave's been on to say, my wife got lost going to her cousin's place. To be fair, in the wilds of Galway, she ended up... Oh, no, sorry. She got lost going to her cousin's place. She ended up in the wilds of Galway and ended up on the Aran Islands.
What in the name of God?
I had to ask her, was crossing the Atlantic not a clue that you'd gone wrong? Yeah. You're on water!
Who looks at that and says, jeez, I never knew there was a nice lake around here. I mean, I can't slag anybody, that's amazing.
And Michelle maintains she's the winner. She says, lads, I'm the getting lost legend. My poor, long-suffering husband has had many, many calls of I don't know where I am. I actually handed my phone to a shop assistant once so he could tell the husband where I was so that then he could direct me home. I was in Walkinstown and going to Meath. I came out of the Rotunda once, ended up in Finglas. Came out of the RDS called him because I didn't recognise anything around me. Turns out I was heading to Wexford.
How in the name of God? And to make
that's
it,
Michelle in Meath.
And she's a scout leader. She's a scout leader.
I reckon there's at least one badge Michelle doesn't have.
Yeah, orienteering. Is that? That's not on the badge list, I'd say. Oh my God, that's amazing, isn't it? I like, some of us are just like that, you know. And the thing is, I was a courier for a long time. How I did that job, like, long before GPS was a thing.
Yeah,
I used to be a courier.
That's
now,
amazing.
I suppose I was terrible at it, but, like, you know, I still did it.
Well, exactly. You deserve credit for that alone.
I bet you I'm the only courier ever broke into anyone's house to deliver a letter. Dedication to the job, Jim.
Yeah, I want to break free. Queen at 5 to 10 here at Classic Hits. Stay at home happy with PJ and Jim. There's still loads of WhatsApps coming in of people who have done the getting lost thing.
Turns out there's a lot of contrary people just like myself out there. Don't know where we're going half the time.
People in wrong countries and everything.
I know, that's really good going.
By the way, can I just point out that Tara's just told me that her current better half, right? Is it Jason, is it? No, maybe I got that wrong. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But current better half got lost, right? Wait for it. Twice going to his own house.
Oh, my God.
Last week.
Isn't it amazing, isn't it?
Now, to give him some credit, it's a relatively new house. Okay? I think he's painting it at the moment.
Right. It's his own house, though.
It's his own house. Just it's where he lives. He got lost twice going to us.
If you ever wondered why we call him Generous Jim, it's because even when somebody gets lost going home, he still goes, no, no, hold on. He's only lived there for a couple of years.
Celebrity birthdays on the way. Take that and pray. Right, I think I've remembered what I'm doing now, PJ.
Oh, don't get used to it.
Yeah, no, it's not a good idea when we know what we're doing on this show. It's never happened so far.
How does it feel like that? That's how I feel all the time.
I can't get used to these, you know, all this music. Two songs in a row and everything. Very strange.
I know, yeah, it's unusual for us.
It is. Anyway, it is PJ and Jim. Stay at home. Happy with PJ and Jim. Of course, it is the first week of our new temporary time. We're on till midday every day. Starting at 8, going till midday, just while all this madness is going on and kind of people aren't in their normal routines. We decided to try and adapt to help people out along the
way. Change things up a little bit.
Absolutely. About to do the celebrity birthdays.
Yes.
We got the hit bit on the way. 620, is it today?
€620 this morning, yeah. So 087-188-0008 if you want to register for that on the WhatsApp anytime.
Yeah, Magic Mike is watching the WhatsApp from his glass house in Lugan. And he'll be getting people on. We'll be chatting to him before 11 o'clock this morning. Just before we do the birthdays, by the way, can I mention some of the WhatsApps that came in again about the lost thing? I mean, you're not alone in this.
I know. Yeah, definitely.
There's loads of them. Look at this. My sister and me flew back into Dublin. We were in separate cars. She went through the M50 toll about 10 times. Eventually, the toll operator let her through a few times for free. And when I rang her, I was back in Sligo and she had only just gotten onto the N4.
Oh my God. Back to Sligo. Sligo's a hell of a drive at the best of times.
It took her 6 hours.
6 hours?
To get home.
And she spent three of them on the M50.
Probably.
Isn't that unreal?
Elizabeth has been on to say that she's constantly getting lost. Her husband, Liam, apparently once had to collect her because she brought the dog out for a walk. Right? People were saying to her, Asha, look, you're probably new to the area, are you? She'd lived there for 7 years.
7 years. Poor old dog. Trying to pull her in the right direction.
And it was lashing. The husband had to collect the pair of them. They were both soaked to the skin.
That's just what he wanted, was a big wet dog sitting on the back of his car as well.
And then Dave's been on as well to say that he used to constantly get lost in Rumours nightclub because they had so many mirrors and he was constantly walking into them. And eventually he got barred by the bouncers.
That's amazing. They thought he was messing.
He got barred by the bouncers. Oh my God. Oh. Amazing stuff. Anyway, thank you so much for all of them. 087-188-0008. Right, you're ready to do some birthdays?
I believe I'm ready to do some birthdays.
Right, okay. Now, to be fair, right, it is kind of tough because I've only got three.
Oh, so I need the hat trick. Right, that's not going
to
happen.
You need to get them all.
Let's go for it anyway. Let's give it our best shot. Why not?
Absolutely. Right, mind you, in fairness, they are all big names.
Yeah.
First up is the one and only Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle of... What was it?
She was on... Actually, do you know the first time she was on TV? It wasn't Britain's Got Talent at all. It was on... What was his name? Barrymore. Michael Barrymore.
Remember
he used to go around trying to find people? Do you remember that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, remember he used to have that show. What was the name of it? He'd go around.
Oh, yeah, no, I know
Britain,
the show. It was...
and he'd be in Super...
Barrymore's People. No.
That's the
Barrymore,
one.
Was it?
That's the
was
one.
Was that it?
Yeah, and she was on that. And he saw her and he got up and gave her a big Frenchie on the stage. He did, yeah.
Had she shaved her?
I don't know. And he gave up and gave her to me.
No way!
Yeah, so
that,
like, he was messing.
Oh, God!
And that was the first time on TV. And then years and years later, she was on Britain's Got Talent, and because the rest is history, now she's a millionaire. I'll tell you something, he'd be chasing
she was
her
an
for
unusual,
a Frenchie.
She was an unusual pop star.
Everything. Yeah, yeah, everything
wasn't
was
she
unusual.
In that respect?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, yeah. Like, that was the whole thing.
Well,
about
what a
Got
chanter,
talent,
to be fair. Like, what a chanter. What a voice.
It was all about that, though, wasn't it? Yeah.
My name's Derek and I spell fish and chips. I've been doing it for 50 years. My old man, he shot two Germans in the war.
It was all, you know, these times, and then they started just belt out Nessun Dorma or something like that. It was,
of course, the only thing is, she didn't win Britain's Got Talent. She was actually the runner-up. That was the year that...
Oh, really?
That mad group or something, the dancers or whatever, they won it, didn't they?
Oh, damn.
Or was it? I can't remember.
Don't know. I was gone.
But apparently she was the runner-up.
Well, she's in her 60s, is she? No, maybe not. tail end in 59.
Yes! Well done, hey. Well done. 59 it is.
I don't know, a good start.
Right, what about a man who's been in the news a lot lately? It was famous long before, to be fair, but anyway, Philip Schofield.
Ah, Philip Schofield, he's been in the news an awful lot lately.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that video going around of him and Holly? With the pictures that the kids have drawn. Have you seen that video?
No.
I have to send it. It's absolutely hilarious. Kids are trying to draw one thing, but it ends up looking like another. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's a giraffe, and I don't know how to say it otherwise. The giraffe has willies for legs, and it's a total accident, and it's one of the funniest pictures I have ever seen. One of the funniest pictures I've ever seen. What a great pairing on telly, those
yeah,
two are.
Yeah, yeah, to be fair.
Japers.
They are. They do have great chemistry, to be fair.
They
to
do.
Them.
Nearly as good as us two, Jim.
Oh, I tell you.
I swear to God.
I think we could be the Phil and Holly of Irish radio.
Why is it every time we do the birthdays bit, I spill coffee on the table? Every single time.
It's a gift. It's a
every
gift.
Every single time. I swear, I'm like a giraffe with willies for hands. It's unreal. God's sake. Philip Schofield, I got to say, is he's 57.
Oh, yes he is! No way!
Oh. Get out of it! Is he real? Yes! Oh,
oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh, this is I have to change the music.
It does. You need to get... Look, he wasn't even ready. He doubted me.
Oh my God. I did, to be fair. Now, I did doubt you because I did think that... I did think that it was going to be going to be a bit tough to ask, but...
Hold on, let me clean up my coffee before we do it, because I'll get all excited, right?
Yeah.
I'm ready for you now.
Okay, you ready? Right. Okay, we're down to the third one for you to win. What are you winning again?
Your dog's coming in.
Yeah. Right, and to be fair, I wonder, have you met this man? I've certainly met him. Nice man in our business. Chris Evans.
I've never met a man.
Of course, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you've made your feelings clear on gingers in the past.
I like him. I think he's brilliant, actually. I was only watching an old video that the Zig and Zag lads put on their Instagram the other day.
Of the big
breakfast. Oh my God, I loved the big breakfast. Loved it.
It was brilliant. And to be fair, he broke the mould.
He got away
with everything.
He was very good. He's very good.
And of course, didn't he claim that it was Jerry Ryan that sort of inspired him to get back into radio?
Which is mad, isn't it? Yeah. It's in his book. He does a whole chapter about it.
Yeah, when Jerry jacked Ryan. The BBC and all that sort of stuff.
And he listened to Jerry. How did he hear Jerry?
He was fishing over here, apparently.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, apparently so.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's a nice fella. I met him at one of his book launches. And he was actually dead sound. Mind you, not very good on Top Gear.
No. You see, it's one of those things that just because you have a passion for something doesn't mean you should be.
Yeah. You know, although a bit of a poison chalice taken over from the three lads.
In fairness, yeah. Yeah, him and Joey from Friends, that was a funny old one. A funny old one, like. Funny old
right,
mix.
So, Chris Evans, how old is he?
I gotta say,
here we
Chris
go.
Evans is... Oh, God, he's a bit older than me. Not much older than me. He's 51. He's 51, Jim. He's 51. I feel like I should change, but every time I do it, I lose. I'm sticking with it. I'm doubling down. He's 51. Ah, Jim, tell me.
Yeah!
Ah, yes!
Oh, my
First
God.
Time in a long
oh,
time.
Oh, my God.
Lee.
Tell you something. Do you know something? And now, you know what the trouble? You know what the trouble is now, PJ.
What?
The trouble now is I feel really bad.
Oi, what do you mean?
I'd just like to point you to today's date.
What's today? You absolute tart! You absolute tart! I hate everything about you. Oh, you have to leave my family.
And I tell you something, I got a fright because Susan Boyle is actually 59.
Oh, what age is the other daft twit?
But Philip Schofield's 58.
You jackass!
And Chris Evans is 54. April Fool, buddy! April Fool!
This is a sick joke to play on an idiot.
Spiller with Sophie Ellis-Bextor, of course. Groove Jet here at Classic Hits. Stay at home happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 10:31. And ahead of that, UB40.
You absolute shower of misery witters.
To be fair, a lot of people on the text said that's taking it too far now. To have played UB40 after getting you with an April Fool's gag.
I swear to God, you
was
should
just cruel.
Shame on you all for doing me like a kipper, making me look like a moron, letting me sell. I have to say, the hardest part of the downfall there was how long you let me celebrate. That was really rubbing salt into the wound. And then he bangs on that UB40 nonsense.
Can I just point out that somebody actually texted in, right?
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers are with PJ at this difficult UB40 time.
And they were dead right. It was a very difficult time. And then to have to listen to UB40 as well was very, very tough. I didn't like it.
That was amazing. Yeah, so PJ has just fallen fell of our April Fool's prank. And can I just point out that literally the very first link we did this morning when we came on air at just after 8 o'clock was PJ pointing out to everybody to be aware. To be aware of the fakeness and the potential hoodwinking that would be going on.
The very first thing I said this morning, Jim said, good morning everyone. And the first thing was, don't believe anything you hear today. Anything at all. Avery, you're going to get all the agents, all the newspapers and all. And there's Jim plotting my downfall as I spoke. Plotting my downfall.
Brilliant.
I
almost messed it up in the middle of it. If you listen back to it, there's a point where I think you were guessing Philip Schofield's age.
Yeah.
And you were one off or whatever. And for a split second, I forgot myself. And I was about to go, oh, so close. And I went, oh, yeah.
And I still...
I had to change mid-sound.
And I still went with it. I still followed you up the hopeless road of optimism on the birthdays.
It was fantastic. The joy in your face. He was literally standing up. He was standing up, arms in the air.
Man, I had tuxedos for dogs ordered and booked and everything. You were like, I couldn't believe it. And Andy Bad News and Tara hiding behind the door and everything.
It was important that we all shared in the joy of the moment.
My God.
Well played, sir. Happy April Fool's
Thank
Day.
Thank God my feelings are only little and they don't get hurt too much for these things.
Anyway, listen, if you want to have a go, win a few quid. We've €620 available on the Hitbit. Magic Mike is in his glass house. He's ready to get your WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess.
No, I'm not giving you anything. But don't give us your guess when you give us a text for the Hitbit. 087-188-0008 to WhatsApp. Just give us your name and let us know you want to play. We'll try and give you £620. And don't worry, the joke's over.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hitbit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hitbit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hitbit. The Hitbit is worth €620 this morning. It sounds exactly like this. Sounds exactly like that because that's exactly what it is, to be honest.
Yeah, it's very similar to this.
All the wrong answers so far on classichits.ie, so you can go there at any stage, you can listen to it as many times as you like, and you can look at all the wrong answers.
Exactly,
what I said in the
first place. Few of them around. How long have we had this particular hit bit? We're a few weeks in now, are we?
A few weeks, about a month or so now, maybe. Not that long. Still new enough. Not quite the all new, brand new hit bit, but still new enough.
Right.
So who's on the phone first? It's going to be Darren. How are you, Darren?
Hey Jay, how's it going?
Not too bad, Darren. What's the story with yourself this morning?
Just walking away here at the moment.
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you allowed to tell us?
Yeah, it's a flooring. I work for Kennedy Flooring. We're just doing a bit of work there for the HSC at the moment.
Oh, very good.
Well played. Right, well done, Darren.
All sort of roads point that way these days, don't they, Darren?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Right, so we'd love to give you a few quid anyway. £620, Darren, this morning. What do you think it is?
Brilliant. I think it's Enrico Iglesias and Not in Love.
Not a bad song.
Not
at all.
In Love. Right, for the first time, we haven't spoken to Michael this morning, have we?
No, I don't think so.
Right, oh, Michael, God. Are
good
you there?
Good morning, lads.
What a time to let you out of your box.
PJ, I'm sorry to say that prank on you was one of the best in the world ever. I kind of feel sorry for you, but I don't. Anyway, Darren, unfortunately, it is not Enrique Iglesias or Enrico Iglesias. Sorry, you can't be your hero today, my friend.
Not as worst, Darren, I would say. What do you think?
Yeah, I was full sure it was. I was full sure.
Oh, well. Right. Listen, don't give up on it, Darren. Keep at it and fair play to you out there doing your bit. Thanks a million.
Well, you lads, have a good day.
Cheers, buddy. Take care.
Have a good one. Right, bye-bye. Waiting patiently is Patricia. How are you, Patricia?
Hi, PJ. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Patricia. How's it going? Where are you today?
I'm in Enniskillen, County Clare.
And what is that? Is that home for you now, or work?
That's
or what?
Home for me.
Home, yeah, good
home
stuff.
For me. So I'm home with my three boys at the moment.
Oh, very good.
15-year-old doing his junior certs.
Oh.
Are you doing? Are you
has
doing?
Has he
the,
not gotten away with that yet? No.
No, he's still working away.
Oh,
fair
God,
play.
Yeah.
Are you doing the homeschooling thing? Are you doing the teacher thing?
I am. Yeah, I have twin boys, so I'm doing the homeschooling with them, and that's going great.
Ah, jeez, Patricia, sure, there won't be an exam this year. Would you let them out? Don't let them out. Just let them off.
You're a bad influence, PJ Gallagher.
Patricia, go out. Get onto the old internet there. Get a PlayStation delivered to the house. And you can all ride through this together. It'll be grand.
I'll tell him that.
Oh, God, what's
what
him after hitting?
I didn't do anything.
He's
I didn't do anything.
On music and everything. Patricia, quick, have a guess.
No, don't worry about it. No, we'll stop.
Don't
worry about that. We'll stop that. God, the machines have a mind of their own.
They do, yeah. Sorry, you were saying Human League, Patricia.
Yeah, Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Yeah, okay. Mike, what do you think?
Lads, I'll tell you, this is a tough job I have telling people that they're wrong. I mean, when I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar...
Oh, my God.
Things were so much easier.
Oh, my God. Patricia.
Oh,
Patricia,
no, Mike.
To be honest with you, Patricia, it probably would have been better for you if the song had played. It would have saved you from that pun, at least.
Oh my God. Oh, almighty, Mike. The woman's looking after two teenagers and you're coming out with stuff like that.
Has she got on her plate with a pandemic, Michael, for God's sake?
Oh, my God.
Oh, even I admit that was awful.
That was shocking.
Patricia, thank you so much for having a go and we'll send you a care package.
Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Our pleasure. Thanks for being here.
Take care.
See, she was so friendly and then he comes out with that joke. She couldn't get off the phone quick enough.
Absolutely. What an absolute shocker.
Oh, dude. You're so delighted with that. Look at that.
He'd be laughing for the rest of the day now with that.
Delirious. Delirious.
Would you not think of doing a few puns on Niall Boyd's show, Mike?
Not a chance, though. He wouldn't get it.
He wouldn't appreciate it the way we do.
Because we love
start giving out to me or something.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff, Michael. Right, so there we go. There's two more you can take off. I've forgotten what they were, even. Mike's pawn has completely driven it from my mind.
Yeah, Human League was there anyway, and whatever the second one was, and Mike was working as a waitress somewhere. But 620 quid is the amount that Niall Boylan will have for you later on, just after half one, between half one and two. You can have another go.
Right, we'll let Alphaville roll on,
Let's see. Jeez, I need to lie down after that.
Yeah, Sleeping Satellite from Tasman Archer, the Bangles with Manic Monday on this Wednesday. But then again, it is April Fool's Day, as you well know,
PJ. Don't I know.
Come on, you're not going to be sore about that for the whole show, are you?
Well, you know something, I have I got about 50 minutes left to be sore. Yeah, I'm going to be sore.
Okay. Right, I've got some stuff to cheer you up with. Somebody says, PJ, good morning. This is specifically for you. They've forgotten I even exist, Catherine does. Catherine, thank you. You're lucky I'm even reading out your text.
Yeah.
Me having been cast aside. Not even included in.
Not even, it's outrageous.
Anyway, PJ, good morning. Queued to get into Dunn's this morning to do my big shop. Once I got in, I couldn't believe my eyes and saw a Jaffa cake egg. Yes.
You're flipping.
A Jaffa cake Easter egg.
Flip.
Says Catherine.
Off. Is that a real thing?
That's what Catherine said.
Well, you
what
know
I mean,
something you've
can
just...
Can we believe Catherine? She didn't even mention my name.
Catherine, if this is an April Fool, I can't take another one.
That would be cruel.
My God, what would I give to have
I tell you, if only I was allowed out, I'd buy you one. If it wasn't...
I'd say you would, yeah.
Be fair.
You are allowed to go to the shop, like, you will be doing a food shop at some stage.
Yeah, but I mean, that probably won't be till after Easter. Everything.
You're not going to do a food shop until after Easter.
I don't want to take any chances.
Don't want to take any chances. You'd rather starve, is it? Than go to the shop before Easter. Right. I know my place.
Somebody's still in bed listening to us at the moment. Lads, I'm still in bed listening to the radio and drifting in and out of sleep.
Yeah, sure, I've been doing that for years.
I know PJ was caught out in an April Fool's Day joke, but I must have fallen back asleep. What happened?
Oh, don't worry, you'll hear about it.
Yeah, it'll be
I'm
on, the,
pretty
be on
sure,
the podcast.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a promo running throughout the day of what happened earlier on. God forbid they'd only humiliate me the one time in a 24-hour period.
Not at all. And also, Tracy's been on from Galway. Listen to the show while cleaning out her kitchen cupboards.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, we all need to do a bit of that, don't we? Yeah. The realisation dawning on me that I just actually haven't wanted to do it for so long.
Like, would a pandemic even drive you to clean out your kitchen
cupboards. Well, it hasn't done it yet. I suppose we've a few weeks of it left.
Yeah, yeah. You never know. Anyway, listen, in the meantime... Yes, indeed. Not many people driving, it has to be said, at these times.
You know what that sound is, don't you? That's the sound of the plane starting up in a few months' time.
Yeah, not many people out and about on the roads, thankfully. And the guards doing a cracking job of making sure that people stick to the protocols and that you only get out there for absolutely essential reasons and everything. But turns out in the not-too-distant future, you may not have to drive yourself anywhere.
Can I just say, this is one of those stories that tells you that in a world that you try to do the right thing, sometimes you can do nothing right.
Right.
So they now say, you know, self-driving cars are on the way.
Yeah, no, this has been predicted for a while. I'm still waiting to see them.
I know. Like, let's be honest. It's probably, I don't know, decades away. Like, Jim will have a new set of hips and everything by the time these come. But look, they are on the way eventually, right?
I'm going to let you away with all the age gags today.
Yeah, you know, I'm just fighting back in any way I can. And the only way I know how is to be petty.
I love it, yeah. Although, to be fair, I tell you, the way I'm feeling at the moment.
I tell you, when the self-driving car comes for Jim, there'll be a spare set of hips in the boot and all. It'll be an added extra.
Yeah, there'll be a wheel to change a wheel, and there'll be a set of hips in case your hips go while you're on your
drive. Snap-on hips will be available and all when this finally happens. So the rise in the number of self-driving cars, they're now saying, is going to lead to the rise in binge drinking amongst people, they say now. So this is the thing. So now they've said, researchers from Curtin University in Australia say, right, that if a group in the future, when everyone has self-driving cars, if they don't have a designated driver, then that means the group as a whole become heavier drinkers by pure default because one of them is now drinking as much as all the rest of them.
Right.
Right? Yeah, so now,
technically, if you were in a self-drive car,
everybody has.
Can you be?
You just get into it and get it to take you home. You would,
yeah,
like, because you're not driving. You're not drinking and driving.
Right.
You're just in it while it's driving itself. So you can do nothing right. So they tell us that self-driving cars are the safest. They're going to be safer than human-driven cars. They're the more like they're less likely to crash if it's even possible to crash them at all. And then they say, oh, but it's not bad. And so that means no road deaths. We'll get rid of them.
Okay, right? Yeah, which is fantastic.
Which is
that would be
thing.
Amazing.
But now they're saying, no. What about the fella who's going to have the few extra points? Oh, get off. You can't do anything right. That's like saying people who have a bus pass are more likely to be drunks than people who cycle into work, you know?
Right, yeah,
I know that's true. But it doesn't mean we take away bus passes or we talk about... Or maybe we ban taxis. Because if we ban taxis, then everyone has to drive home, which means they won't accept... I don't get the point of what they're saying. We know this.
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it...
We learn nothing from this.
Now that you mention it, it is a total non-story.
It's a total non-story.
So effectively...
So if you don't
so what
have
it's
to
like
drive,
is, right, you're giving out because somebody... If somebody had a few jars...
Yeah.
And called a taxi to take them home...
Exactly, yeah.
With the man driving, so they're not involved... What's the difference between them having a car that they're still not driving themselves to take them home?
I know, yeah. This is what's qualifying as news. People who don't drive might drink. People who don't drive might drink. This is what
It
took a whole team of researchers in Australia.
Extraordinary.
To sit down and go, wait a minute. Are you saying people don't drive?
So this story is basically going out there and saying, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the people inside the car who are at risk of dying from a dodgy liver.
You know, like, I don't even understand. Like, this is like saying people who go to the pub are less likely to eat Jaffa cakes. I know. I'm not near them. There's a downside to
everything.
Some people are so determined to focus on the downsides.
It will lead to an increase of those kind of people who, you know, those people that, you know, you see sometimes that they get driven around during, I don't know, blooming Debs or something or whatever.
Party things.
You know, where they hang out of windows shouting at people because they're half cut inside while they have a driver, obviously.
I know.
You know, that sort.
Exactly.
So you get a load of self-drive cars driving a load of drunks around abusing each other through the window.
Abusing, better than abusing the driver, isn't it? I want a self-drive car that talks to me the same way a taxi driver does. Like, I want to get into it and it just goes, how are you getting on? I'll tell you, something's disgraced. Well, you see the Lewis lines up here. It's absolutely disgraceful. I want to be able to complain with it.
Bon Jovi, It's My Life here at Classic Kids. Stay at home happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. We're here till midday, of course. 11:28 at the moment. 087 188 0008. if you need to give us a shout for any reason. And I tell you something, PJ, loads of WhatsApps in about the Jaffa Cake Easter egg. It's a real thing.
You have me Googling it like crazy. There seems to be a few different versions of it around. One of them in Tesco there. Is the picture that sent it was, look, orange colour chocolate and all. I'm not sure now about the orange colour chocolate, but it looks amazing. Right. There's a whole solid Jaffa cake stuck to the side of it and everything.
So when you're next out doing your big shop.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be included, will it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, jeepers, yeah.
That's going on the list.
Are you mad? I don't think, I'm just going to ask them if they have them. I mean, I'm not into stockpiling. I think it's sick and I think it's wrong.
No,
I think
but
it's stealing from your neighbours.
But you'll take 36
but
if
I'll
they
take
have
36
them.
Jaffa cake eggs. Yeah. Yeah, I will, yeah.
All right. Now, listen, of course, the other thing is, right at the moment, everybody's in a weird sort of a limbo type thing where some people are at work, some people aren't, some people are working from home, some people are cocooned, some people are sort of self-isolated, all sorts
all
of stuff.
Different
it's all
sorts of situations,
right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people seem to feel, if you flick through social media or anything like that, which, to be honest with you, sometimes is best not to do. But anyway, if you do flick through social media, you find a lot of people kind of claim to be bored or whatever, or they're doing things. Like we had Tracy on earlier on, who's cleaning out our kitchen cupboards, right?
Great.
Something that she wouldn't normally do in a month of Sundays, but she's literally run out of all the other things she could think of doing. So now she's cleaning her kitchen cupboards. So it's that sort of time when you might do those jobs you've been putting off, PJ.
I know. Cleaning the kitchen
cupboards. Like your taxes.
Cupboards. I'd rather sell the house than clean the cupboards. Like. But yeah, the taxes and all of that. So apparently, 2/3 of adults admit that they get a real sense of achievement and fulfilment, and in these present days, a sense of calm by completing admin of life. In other words, paying bills.
Wow.
Who the hell are these people? 2/3, Jim.
They feel calm paying a bill.
They've achieved something and fulfilled something by sitting down and going through all that old paperwork and paying the bills and getting it off your back and clearing things up with the revenue. Are you actually serious?
Although, come on, admit it now. There is that thing. I know that you want that thing of doing your taxes.
Yeah.
That when that's done, everybody goes, phew.
Yeah, well, yeah, I do. Yeah, but because I'm not in jail or something.
Still, they get the phone call that goes, hi, revenue here. Just, we were thinking of dropping out for.
Come here. Sure, I went through an audit that was on. Remember that? It was really a year and a half.
I was just going to say it lasted forever.
Oh, my God, yeah. And
I'm saying? You know, like those kind of things, when you get those off your. You know. But or you if you're one of those families.
I don't
know. Those families exist that actually do their monthly budgets and all that.
I
do you
know.
Think those people exist?
They're out there.
Are they?
Yeah. Weirdos now. They're the type
like
of. Like
people who actually go through their.
Yeah.
Bank state and like here's now don't get me wrong
it's all
like I'm not slagging these people, it's just so alien to me, but you know like they'd go through their bank statement and match it up with a receipt and
right, there's definitely James, it's the fourth Friday of the month, love. I think it's time we sat down and went through the statements and the bills.
God.
Oh, they're definitely out there and they sit down.
I don't even open mine.
Yeah, I see here you spent you know whatever it is, €75 on dentals. Well, yeah, very good. Quite a spend. Well done. I'd say you saved us quite a few quid down the line. There's definitely out there. They definitely
people
are.
People that have like proper filing cabinets and
but
all
see,
for their
we
stuff.
All think we're that person.
As opposed to a plastic bag. Or well, in my case, an envelope.
I have an L folder, yeah. And everything goes into it. And then every 4 months, you know, the VAT thing comes in and I just empty it all out into an envelope. And hand it in to the man and say, I'm so sorry this month, I did it again.
With rubber bands and sellotape
on
it.
Yeah, and there's all bits of it. And then,
stop putting it in a ball, PJ. It was the only way I could carry it.
Well, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to carry it here. If I don't kick it here, it'll never get up to the door.
Yeah,
they're definitely out there. But I'm just really surprised that 2/3 of people actually say that they get a great sense of achievement and fulfilment and calm having done it.
Well, how do you get a good feeling out of paying a bill?
I don't know. Every time I do this, every time I have to go through this process, I lie there with my hands on my head and I pinch to my head as hard as I can at the temples and just go, I can't believe all that money is gone. Can't believe it's gone. And
wow.
And people will be like, do you not get any relief out of knowing that it's sorted? Oh, Jesus, tomorrow I already owed him another 30 quid and it's going to start all over again. I can't believe it's gone.
I mean, I know the idea of sort of clearing stuff off your agenda, you know, like finishing up stuff. I get that.
Yeah, I'm more
like
a sort of get started.
It would be different if it didn't cost you any money.
Yeah.
Well, how rarely does that happen?
Never. I'm more sort of get started and slowly lose your motivation until you realise it wasn't worth it in the first place type of person. You know, and then panic at the end. Yeah. And just get it over.
Because, like, I get anxiety every time you get that notification, the email that comes in to say your car insurance is due or your car tax is due or...
Yeah.
There's all that, and you know you have to do it, or you have to do the NCT.
Sure, even cancelling the subscriptions that I had coming into this, because you're like, okay, the gym, right? Does not, I have to cancel that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be paying for the gym when I'm not
going
to.
By the way, we're going to talk about that again. Like, in fact, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. I have not words to say to you, but I have questions to ask of you.
I have questions of myself.
Because you've become a piece of medical science or something.
I have,
you're defying
yeah.
medical science.
I'm defying science.
We'll get to that in a second. But anyway, so you cancelled the gym.
So cancelling all that. And even the hassle of saving myself money drove me mad. I was like, oh, Jesus. I'll give them a ring tomorrow. Oh, feck, I'll send an email. Maybe I'll just send an email. Oh, Jesus. And then, like, trying to figure out how to cancel the sport because we've no sport.
Yeah.
And, like, sitting. And all I have to do is find the button on the computer.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there going, sorry, where now cancel? Oh, is it this the card? Oh, gee, it took me a week of trying every day because I just kept losing my temper and eating the Maltesers or something to sort of break the tension.
So you're basically saying that you weren't
not good at it.
Two thirds who had a sense of achievement, fulfillment, and calm.
No, I got great achievement. I got great sense of achievement and calm when I just ignored it. Cost me a whole extra month of money, pinched me temples, lost me temper, punched the bed and fell asleep.
Yeah, some guaranteed Irish Fergal Shockey, Good Hearts and the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. Here are classic hits. Stay at home happy with PJ and Jim, quarter to midday. Listen, before we get out here, we've got to give you some really important kind of advice, basically, for people that are cooped up at home, right? One of the big worries that everybody had was that, you know, especially now that the limitations are in, you know, 2 kilometres from your house and all that.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to take your walk, but you're not allowed to go ridiculous. As you say, all the gyms are closed.
All the gyms are closed, so a lot of people's routine is very different.
Yeah, and people got a bit paranoid about the fact that if they were in their houses, right, they'd be just eating all the time.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't get to do their exercise and all this sort of stuff. Well, I tell you, people of Ireland, let me put your minds at rest, because I give you the medical freak that is PJ Gallagher.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I am an anomaly. I'm telling you now, right? So I basically, right, the first week I was like, hit it hard, get into it. You know, I was like, the first week of the restrictions.
Yeah.
And I was like,
no. Because in fairness, when you started, you were kind of pretty, you were like disciplined.
Yeah, and then, you know, something I realised, the hell am I doing this for? The hell am I doing? Who cares? Who cares? We're in a pandemic. Go easy on yourself. Say, I don't care. I couldn't give a horse's arse.
You indulged in a bit of self-love.
So I'm going to just...
Actually, I did.
I went mad on the self-love. So I decided I'm going to just sit around, eat what I want, do what I want. I'm not going to exercise at all. I'm going to go for my walk.
Yeah.
So I do my walk every day.
Because
your
doggies need to have their moment.
I can't see the dogs, actually, because they're more than 2 kilometres away. They're 3 kilometres away, so I can't get to them.
Oh, my God.
So I can't see them. So I do my walk, I listen to my thing, and then I come home, and every single day, I eat Jaffa Cakes, and I eat Easter Bunnies, and I eat fruit pastilles.
And drink Pepsi Max.
And I drink Pepsi Max like it's going out of fashion. I drank so much Pepsi Max that my mouth went dry. Check that one out. It was, you know what I mean? So I don't care. I'll deal with the outcome and, the results of this when it's all over.
Yeah. I'll get back in shape. It'll be me challenge, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's after happening, but I'm after losing a ton of weight. I put on a bit of weight before Christmas. My belt went out and I never got it back. It's gone back in this week. It's gone back in.
Are you saying?
It's gone back in.
That your life of eating all the wrong things and doing nothing has led to you losing weight.
It's doing me the world of good, Jim. It's doing me my mental health and all, because I'm obviously looking at my body improve with the lack of work.
What?
It's an amazing thing.
What is going on? So
the gym is gone.
You've upped your calories, downed your exercise, and yet you're losing weight.
I don't know how to explain it to you, Jim. I just think it's obviously a bit of magic going on here. I don't know what's happening. I can't figure it out.
You're a medical phenomenon.
I mean, I'm still eating all... Maybe in another way I was eating out a lot, but I was still thought I was eating healthy food.
Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't as healthy as I thought it was.
And to be fair, I mean, I've seen some of your WhatsApps as well, and it's not as though you're completely absolving yourself of the fizzies.
No.
You know.
I mean, strong and the strong flat variety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has been happening, yes. Yeah,
so it's not necessarily that's gone out of your diet.
And that's been involving slightly more Diet Cola as well, to water it down a little bit. which gives you the old craving for a bit more sugar, you know, because that's so yeah, I've been, you know, it's not like, let's say Friday night happened, let's say there was some strong flat fizzies, a lot of Diet Coke and maybe enough jellies to excite an entire kindergarten were consumed.
Well, but you're still okay.
I'm after losing weight.
This is amazing.
I'm after losing weight. We're going to figure it out.
I know we don't have long left. We might have to revisit this tomorrow and find out, like, if this is happening. Is there some sort of a thing happening that people are actually on a weird...
Yeah, I don't know.
A weird dietary...
I think, I'm going to get into the croissants and the cake now as well, see if I can lose an extra few pounds by the end of next week.
So you're going to treat this as a proper experiment now,
are
you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be crisp sandwiches.
All right. Somebody's wondering about your cholesterol.
Oh, that's, yeah, the less said about that, the better now.
All right,
okay. The less said about that, the better,
I think the last time that we spoke about your cholesterol, you were claiming you're about to die.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get to 10 and then we'll take care of it after that.
Do not let your cholesterol ever get near 10.
Yeah, well, you know, they say you should use diet and exercise too, but that's not exactly doing it.
Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, if anybody else there has experienced the absolutely extraordinary...
I don't know, man.
The phenomenon.
I don't know what it is. I'm eating less amounts, obviously, because I'm not as hungry, because I'm not doing as much.
Yeah.
But I'm really making up for it, like, with the, you know, the calorie-dense foods. I mean,
oh my God. They might have to study you when all this is over, PJ. They might have to sort of like, you know, might have to bring you into a lab, like, and what did actually happen?
Yeah. What will they find? Make a Netflix documentary about me.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Make Tiger King look like an episode of Fair City. They go, I know that was a bit of a mad documentary.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening here, but there seems to be a heck of a lot of Jaffa Cakes and Pepsi Max.
The Chocolate Bunny King, they'll be calling me.